Good afternoon, Ari.
Good afternoon.
So why is there a fascination with dressing up as different cultural figures for Halloween?
I guess that's a good question. I suppose it comes down to the nature of Halloween itself, what Halloween is, as I suppose a kind of, you know, its origins are in pagan rituals, and it's a kind of holiday that celebrates horror in a sense as connected to human experience. And I suppose that's why people dress up. There's been the tendency towards dressing up in scary costumes, you know, as a vampire or as a mummy or something like that in the past. And I suppose that's led towards just general dress ups. But you know, why does any group of people like dressing up? It's a form of play. It's a form of kind of playing a character, doing something outside of what you would usually do, and parading around as a kind of spectacle, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. And what is cultural appropriation?
So, I guess the way the term's used in kind of popular discourse is, I suppose, correct me if I'm wrong, but I take it as referring to a certain group borrowing from the culture of a different group, and it usually is used now in a kind of negative way. So, you know, a certain kind of culture is negatively, parasitically borrowing from another culture without necessarily respecting those traditions of that culture.
And can dressing up as figures from other cultures be considered harmful practice, and could it be classified as stereotyping?
I guess it depends. Harmful, you'd have to kind of ask people that felt that they were being affected by that. It's one of these things where I don't think there's any kind of ethical maxim around this. I think it depends on the particular situation and on the specificity of the situation. So, you know, dressing up as someone from a particular culture or a cultural reference could possibly offend someone from that culture, but it would depend on the person, would depend on the culture. It would depend more than anything on the power dynamics that are at play when one culture borrows from another culture. I mean, I have a bit of a kind of issue with the notion that cultural appropriation is somehow, different from the way that all culture functions. You know, all culture involves appropriation. At an individual level, as children, we learn culture through imitation, like through mimesis. We literally copy what's around us. Nothing's sacred, nothing is private property, everything can be borrowed, played with, used and circulated by the child. At an anthropological level, we similarly, you know, groups adapt and evolve through our interactions with other groups, in other words, through cross-cultural exchange. So I think, you know, one of the problems I have with this whole discourse around cultural authenticity or cultural appropriation is it's often dependent upon myths of cultural authenticity and originality, which, you know, what does that even mean? Culture is fluid, malleable, in perpetual flux, endlessly borrowing from itself and others. You know, no culture has a stable, unique, or coherent identity. And, you know, this kind of idea that there are cultures that are so separate, so discrete, so impenetrable, full of sacred rites and mysteries, you know, is essentially a kind of theological position. You know, that's the dialogue of a theologian. You know, someone who wants to believe in and wants to enforce particular borders around certain groups, and kind of implying that these borders can't be endlessly transgressed.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it definitely does. And I think as well, a lot of celebrities have come under fire as well with costumes that they have. We've had Heidi Klum dressing up as a Hindu goddess, Kylie Jenner as an Eskimo, Chris Brown as a Middle Eastern man. And we've even seen that some use blackface as well, which kind of raises the question where, what messages do these costumes send and what broader impact does this have?
Well, you doing something like using blackface, like that's playing into a whole history that is a very specific history to do with, the brutalization of black people at the hands of white people in America. So blackface and cultural appropriation in that context was used as a very specific political tool for kind of group humiliation. So, you know, it makes sense that it's a taboo thing to do now, you know, because it draws, you know, dressing yourself up in blackface draws on that whole kind of history, and it cannot but draw on that history. So that's obviously, you know, going to be seen as a negative thing. In terms of Heidi Klum dressing up as a Hindu goddess, you know, I don't know, did that offend people? If it offended people, then it was offensive. If it didn't, then it wasn't. Likewise with Kylie Jenner dressing up as an Inuit and Chris Brown as a Middle Eastern man. I mean, again, it's depending on who's, you know, who's doing these things and who is actually being offended by these particular incarnations of costuming. I mean, it's important to remember what a costume is. It's a form of play. So in a sense, cultural appropriation in that sense can often be seen as homage because you're embracing, you know, a person might be embracing their imagination of what a different culture's like. Sure, it's stereotypical. It's using stereotypes, absolutely, which can be problematic. So I just don't think that, I don't think you can blanket say, you know, someone dressing up in a particular costume is necessarily, you know, ethically wrong. It depends entirely on the situation, the person, and the kind of political dynamics that are at play in that specific exchange.
Yeah, definitely. And one that has been causing some controversy this year is Disney's Moana, a young Polynesian princess. There's been a little bit of talk around costume as they say that it commodifies Polynesian culture. But how can we kind of move away from this? Like you say, people that do choose to dress up in costumes, they're not aiming to offend people. So how can they kind of disperse that?
Well, the key point there is commodification. So this is an issue about commodification and what that does to culture. That's the more kind of interesting issue, I think, you know, in terms of the reification of culture or the presentation of culture as being a coherent identity or form of identity that can be exploited for kind of economic profit. You know, that's the key kind of point. You know, so if Disney is selling Moana costumes, obviously that's commodifying Polynesian culture, but as does Moana itself. You know, it's a Disney film, so of course that's also doing that. Whether that's offensive is, again, a kind of contingent upon the actual people that are at stake here. But, I mean, I guess cultural sensitivity, I mean, that's again, an interesting kind of question around whether, you know, what that even means. You know, if we're being sensitive to a culture, are we imagining that it is some kind of unified, totalized object that we have to be reverential towards, you know, which I completely disagree with? Or are we just talking about actually, you know, being respectful of people around us and not doing something like this in order to try to make fun or belittle certain groups? I think that's what it comes down to, the intention of the person doing the dressing up. You know, if it's someone dressing up, trick-or-treating, who loves Moana, you know, maybe that's problematic, but the real problem isn't the person dressing up. It's the fact that Disney has commodified Polynesian culture in Moana in the first place.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you have raised some important issues on the topic of cultural appropriation.
Hopefully.
Thank you so much for joining us on the line.
That's okay. No worries. See you later.